Can you give like a handful of techniques that might be key to making something a Radiolab story?
I can talk about it in terms of like, what do I want to have happen in each story? You know, it's like you want the stories to feel like there's got to be some aha at the end of the story that just grabs your perspective and gives it a good shake. And you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know the world worked like that. That's so cool. Or that's so scary. Or that's so, like that has to happen, I feel like, for it to be a Radiolab story. And how you get that is mysterious to me. It just somehow happens. And
I can try one in a nutshell because I was just thinking of one as I was coming in today. I was wondering, which is bigger, the number of stars in the sky or the number of grains of sand on Earth? So it turns out the University of Hawaii actually counted the number of grains of sand on Earth. I don't know how they did that. It must have been an extrapolation, obviously. But so they have a number, and then stars in the sky. Well, can you see them, or is it just all of the stars in the sky? Well, you can only see 2,000 stars in the sky, so sand wins. But if you're all the stars in the sky, there's a lot of stars in the sky. And then there's this weird turn. It turns out the number of atoms in a couple of drops of water is greater than the number of stars in the whole universe. The number of atoms in a few drops of water. That's, I think, what? So I will go at some point and look up all these numbers to see. But I thought, oh, sand versus stars, people do that all the time. But then drops of water, whoa. So that's the deal. Like, you just take a simple question and you come up with a deep surprise.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the surprise isn't the right word. Maybe it's like it has to be startling.
Startling.
Surprise is like, boo, I surprised you, you know. Yeah. That's a simple feeling. But maybe it has to be like startling. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like just somehow smacks you in the head a little bit. Right. I mean, that's what we hope. That's what we're going for. Doesn't always get there.
Do you have story meetings where you try to startle each other?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's in these story meetings, it's probably no different than your story meetings. You've got an idea and you've fallen in love with it and you put it out there and everyone rips it apart. And if it doesn't rip, then you're like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
But most of the time it rips. Like someone else says something, you're like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's a dumb idea. And you just kind of let it go.
Yeah. We just do it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Eating, walking around, in the elevator, in the morning, mm-hmm. online, whenever. Just how about?
Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Yeah. So that kind of thing.
So it's a sort of a, you have to be made for this in order to do it, I think. It's like being relentlessly curious as opposed to just curious.
Are you guys roommates?
No.
No,
we're
actually.
We're both married to other people and still have families of our own.
Okay.
But it does seem sometimes like.
Well, we are. Yes, you know, we are right now, just to spoil a little radio secret, we're in adjacent rooms. We're not actually in the same room, but we can see each other because there's a wall of glass between us. And that's actually, I've put that in my contract that we always have to be.
Yeah, so we're so unroommates. Yes, we're separated by glass, including when we walk down the street. There are two guys. It's a large pane, but they keep it between us so that we don't actually ever have to have physical contact.